Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Main Stage West, who've just announced their 2019-2020 season of plays. I'm here with Artistic Director Beth Craven. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. This is new to me. I'm not even sure what plays you're going to tell me about, but you have a slew of six new plays coming up for the 2019-2020 season, and please tell us all about them.
We're going to kick it off with a play called Body Awareness by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Annie Baker. I could just read you a little blurb on Body Awareness, which is a really, really cool play. So it's Body Awareness Week in Vermont College, where Phyllis, the organizer, and her partner, Joyce, are having one of a guest artist stay in their house. He's Frank, a photographer and famous for his nude photos of females. So mentored by Frank, the couple's adult son, who may or may not have Asperger's syndrome, awakens to his own body's awareness in a very humorous and heartbreaking way. It's really a very unconventional play about family and a very unconventional family. And that's followed by a contemporary comedy called Boom by one of our local Bay Area playwrights, Peter Zinn-Nocktrieb. We've done two of his other plays at Main Stage West. He's a really great playwright. And this one is, like all of his plays, very unconventional. It's about a young man who works in a laboratory for marine biology. And he receives a query from a woman who's looking for a date. And so and he responds to her and she shows up at the lab. And both of them, turns out, have never had a relationship before. So it's very odd. And in the process of that, the big boom happens and the world ends. Oh, and so it's only them in the lab together. And they have to decide whether they're going to keep the species going. And that's followed by a play that we've done for the holiday season called The Seafarer. This is a play that's been done in this county before. And as a matter of fact, it was directed by Tim Niffin, who's a very good actor and director, and he's going to do it again for us. Keith Baker's coming on board, and just a fabulous cast of people. And it's an Irish tale that takes place on Christmas Eve at this guy's rundown apartment. And they're playing cards and kind of getting drunk. And this other guy shows up at the door and he wants to play cards with them. And not to give too much away, they end up playing for their souls.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. It's a very good play.
Excellent.
Very good play with a good ending. That's followed by another play called Mary's Wedding, which is a new play that hasn't been done around here by a man named Stephen Massacott. It's a two-person play with Shariah Pierce and Sam Coughlin, and it takes place on the night of Mary's wedding, and she's about to get married to someone, we don't know who, but in order to complete this, she has to spend one more night sort of living out the dream of her first love, who is a young boy that she meets in a barn, and they have a very brief relationship. He goes off to war, to World War I, and he's killed, so they never see each other again. And the play sort of relives their romance together and gives her a chance to sort of say goodbye to him. And it's a beautiful play, and those are great actors. Then that will be followed by a crazy, crazy play, a farce called The Accidental Death of an Anarchist by Dario Fo. It's a kind of Commedia dell'arte meets the Marx Brothers meets the Keystone Cops.
Say no more, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. It was written in the 70s by this Italian playwright, and this is a beautiful translation, and I think it's going to be a really fun thing. Then we kept the season off with A Doll's House Part 2, which is a new play that hasn't been done around here, and it's Nora from A Doll's House, the famous kind of classic play where she leaves her husband and her children. She comes back 15 years later. And everybody's older and wiser. And it sets up a kind of battle of the sexes between her and her ex-husband and a couple of other people that are there in the house. And it's really kind of great. It's a woman's point of view.
Excellent.
For sure.
There we go. An eclectic season.
Yes.
Find out more at mainstagewest.com. Or you can call 707-823-0177. Beth, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.